Talmud Esra.
We're reading from Talmud Esra Sefirot, volume number 3, page Taf Shin Mem Tet. I'm sorry, Taf Shin Mem. Okay, item 9 are these words. And we'll clarify the matter of the man of the Nukva of Zeranpin, from which we will learn everything else. We've already clarified that these aspects of the kings are named Shembon. And this is why you should know and understand that a simple man everywhere are implied by the name Ban. And this came to us from the world of Nikudim. Atzilut is called the new Ma because it is whole, complete, it has strength to correct itself and the broken Kelim. And after its breaking, the world of Nikudim is called Bon, because this world is broken and needs correction. So we do not name them Ma or Bon according to the review. The name of Ma or the name of Bon are of you the Shoresh. No, that the name of Ma and Bon are only to emphasize that one is complete and the other one lacks. That Ma is male and the Bon is Nekeva, has a lack. And that's the way the world of Atzilut stands vis-a-vis the world of Nikudim, or corresponding to the world of Nikudim. But there's the Kli itself in which the man rests. There are Kelim in the world of Atzilut, deficiencies that this world has to stand, has to be ready as a means, as a kli that will correct something, as a kli for work that can actually correct something. And there are additional lacks, additional deficiencies, like he says, that will clarify the matter of man and nukva the zeranpin, and from this we will learn about everything else. What is this everything else? What is he speaking about? He says this means that these rests are the needs, the lacks, the months that Nukva has to take from the souls of the righteous that are found in Bia and raise them for correction. That the sages implied on it when they said that the woman does not make a pact but only with the one who made her a kli. Who made it clear to her. And this is why the woman does not get pregnant from the first coupling. Because in the first coupling, he made a kli for her. And from this place onward, there is a place for the man to be drawn inside him, and then she gets pregnant. This means that we need to make a zivug twice on the kli, so that this kli will be able to give birth a new state out of oneself. The first time is in order to build a chisaron, and the second time is in order to mate on this chisaron to make zivug daka and receive a fulfillment. A fulfillment inside a chisaron, inside a lack, is called a new state or a new birth. A birth is a new state. Previously I was in one state and now I'm found in another state. I've changed in to some extent. And that's called that I was born from my previous state. This is why it is written that in every moment the person is new. Item 9, opening me. The man in every place are implied by the name Ban, because all of the man comes from the breaking of the vessels and the annulment, which occurred in all the partufim that emerged in the world of Nikudim. This is why all the corrections that come in these 6,000 years till the days of the Messiah are only in order to rebuild all these partufim and bring them to the same degree in which they were before they were annulled. And it is known that the world of Nikudim is named Bon. If so, then each and every aspect that we raise to correct which is the man, is considered to be born, is named born. But the lights that stem from Ein Sof Baruch Hu through all the degrees until the correction of this man are named Ma. The man themselves and the aspect of the Kli itself that the man are inside which the man rest, you've already known that it is no degree can rise above its own level even in the slightest amount, because the upper that comes to the place of the lower becomes like the lower, and also the lower, the tachton, that ascends to the place of the Elyon, has to be like the Elyon. That's a problem. We don't feel it in our world and don't feel it upon ourselves. What is the meaning of making this transmission of rising and even descending from one degree to the other? To the extent that there is a gap between the degrees, because we look on our body is still inanimate, does not change, grows old according to its nature, to its rules, but inside this body there's a human who changes, and this Adam, there is a great gap, there is a great cut between one's inner states, and in spirituality it is the states are even more diverse, even more opposites. Like we learned that the Malchut of the Elyon becomes a crown to the Tachton, that Malchut the Elyon bursts through the degree of the Tachton and builds the Atik of the lower more degree. This means that between each and every state, the difference is complete. And all the ingredients are different, because a desire in one degree and a desire in another degree is a completely different desire. And one different desire in one sphira changes all the desires in all the sphira, because everyone are incorporated and intermingled from everyone else. Because if something, even the slightest thing, changes, then the whole system changes. And we don't see this because we don't reveal this uniqueness, this significance of each and every detail, but that's the way it is. And this is why if there are two degrees that stand one next to the other, and the difference between them is the smallest difference, and it doesn't matter which. But if there is a difference, then there is nothing in one degree that is like something in the other degree, because all the ingredients, all the details, all the sphirot are incorporated differently, completely differently from the other. And if the Parzufim are so different from each other, so opposite from each other, it's like slices that nothing is never like the other place, the other slice. So how can there be a connection between the degrees? And how can this transmission be made? And this is what Baal HaSulam states. He says that if you're in an upper degree, you're Elyon. If you're in a lower degree, then you're Tachton. And it's not that there's you and you've raised and now you're like the upper. No, you're really the upper, really the Elyon, because one has no more than a chisaron and a masach, and that's it. And this is why only to the extent of the masach, to the extent of one's strength to overcome, we can measure our place. You understand this? Well, I see you don't understand this. But there are many things in it. Because the soul stays the same soul with all the Rashimot, and all the souls rise in the same degrees. So what's the connection between degrees that they rise and they climb? And where's the equivalency between these degrees to the degree of the Masach and our relative desires? But how do we measure desires? We measure desires according to our degrees. But how can we measure them if they're different? How can we set a difference between one desire and another desire? Maybe it's consistent, different. Maybe it is differently. But how can we measure the strength or the force of the desire compared with the masach that should be assembled on it? Well, there are many, many things that we need to enter into. and understand, but we'll do it gradually. But this condition, that the Elyon that comes to the place of the Tachton becomes like the Tachton, and when the Tachton is raised to the place of the Elyon, he's also compelled to be like the Elyon. The matter of the spiritual, the gap in spirituality is only the unequivalency of form, the changing of one's form. And as long as there's a change in unequivalency of form between the Tachton and the Elyon, how can the Tachton rise to the Elyon? This means that the changing the form, drawing closer to Father, that's an external thing that comes to each and every one. This is the matter of the dressing, of the clothing, the Masach and the Ochozer. And accordingly, because there is no correction to the Tachton in his own degree, unless the Elyon will correct the Tachton inside his upper degree, there is no correction to Bia in their place, but only when they ascend to Atzilut. And also the Atzilut, when the Atzilut is rising above. And this is why we need a special Kli, we need to have a special Kli in each and every degree, so that it will be able to descend to the degree of the lower of the Tachton and to raise him from his place. And this is the meaning of the Rav's words when he says that there's necessarily there's an aspect of a man alone, an aspect of a Kli that lifts this man, because if it wouldn't have been so, then how can the man of the lower degree, how can rise to the upper degree? A woman does not become pregnant from the first Bia, from the first Zivug, because in the first Zivug, in the first coupling, he made a Kli for her. And from this moment onwards, there is a place for a Zivug. And you should know that the matter of this Kli, to raise man is the same thing like the firstborn sons that the Rav wrote in the previous item, that any man cannot rise without their help, by their help. Rav adds, meaning, what is this, the Kli of the woman here? It is the Achat de Elyon that is raising the man of the Tzadikim. We have Malchut Atzilut that is in her Achap, that's her Galgalta Enayim, and that's the Achap, and that's called the Kli for the ascension of the man. Inside it, well, that's called Naran the Tzadikim. A Chisaron that wants to correct, to receive the strength, the force of the stove. So this Chisaron has to evoke the Elyon, the Sachap, to correct him. And when he evokes him, then the Elyon begins to work. So this Sachap is called, is the Kli to rise the man. That's the Kli of the woman. That's the Vam, etc. With all its actions. So read this again. A woman is not being pregnant from the first coupling, because the first coupling makes a Kli for her. Why? Because these Achap fell below the Parsa, and we need to correct them so that they will have strength, so that they will be able to sustain these Zaran the Tzadikim, so that they will be able to build a Chisaron of their own. So these Achap first have to correct themselves, and this has to be their man, that inside their man there will be the man of the Tachton to correct the Tachton. So this double man is raising above. That's the meaning of the firstborn son takes double. When he will rise above, he will ask for correction for oneself, so that he will have a vamb, and then he'll be greater, and then he'll be able to make a zivug on the man of the Naran the Tzadikim, the Naran of the righteous, and give birth to the Tzadikim, to the righteous. And soon we will see, he will speak about this even more. And from this place onward, there's a place. A place means a place for pregnancy and giving birth, a Kli. And you should know that the matter of this kli for the ascension of the man is the same thing is like the firstborn sons that the Rav wrote about in the previous item, because no man can rise without their help. And like we've clarified there, that in every man there are two aspects, which are the Achoraim de Elyon and the Panim de Tachton. And the Achoraim de Elyon are always considered to be the elder sons of the Panim de Tachton. Achoraim de Elyon, these Achap of Zon, or the Malchut, that fell below. And Panim de Tachton are Naran de Tzadikim, because here we have only Rashimot de Galgal Te'enayim, like we've drawn that there are Galgal Te'enayim. Here we have Galgal Te'enayim, and the Achap is even lower, is even below, because we don't even speak about this Achap. The Achab de Elyon, Galgal Te'enayim de Tachton are found together in the same degree, and here we have Achab de Naran de Tzadikim, the Achab de Naran of the righteous. And these are the Rishimot, the Galgal Te'enayim de Naran de Tzadikim, the Rishimot of the Galgal Te'enayim of the Naran of the righteous. And here are the Rishimot of the Achab of Naran, the Tzadikim. And in the same manner, the Rav continues and says, the same thing applies to Man Denukva. So if we'll be able to learn from this subject to everything else, about everything else, because here he clarifies the matter of Achoraim and Panim of the name Havaya Debon. Item 10, Ari's words. So we read in page Taf Taf Chaf Daled. Yeshua suggested to read a definition, definition number 11. What is Bia Kadma? Every time that man rise from any degree whatsoever, they have to rise first to their Alielion, meaning to the third degree above them. Okay, that's not what we learn about. No, that's not our subject now. Do we have another question on definition? No, also the other son. No, leave those things alone. He speaks about a woman, about the Vam, about how to build this Kli. Meaning, the elder son means that they're already a few degrees. You need to go exactly according to the words he's using and seek for questions or answers and matters and definitions, because otherwise you'll be confused. Yes. We've said that we don't speak about the Achab, the Naran, and Tzadikim. What happens with this Achab? They're not mentioned here. But I'm not speaking about this now. How can you speak about vessels of reception when the vessels of bestowal are not corrected yet? So what do we have to how can we speak? What can we speak about? We have to correct the easy and then the heavy. We have to correct our vessels of bestowal, the small of youth. They can bestow in order to bestow, and we can somehow make this small of youth participate in some act of bestowal, even just joining to or to identify and or to be a part of. And no matter, we can speak about vessels of reception. Where do the vessels of bestowal from? From Bina. Because the human being himself, the person, is one Kli of reception, and that's it. But because sparks of bestowal fell inside, entered inside this person, he's able to divide himself, because that's a result of four aspects of direct light. From these four aspects, in our spiritual kli, we have Shoresh Aleph Bet and Gimel Dalet. So we have Kelim that belong to the attribute of the Creator, and Teudzat de Bina, and vessels and Kelim that belong to the attributes of the creature, from Zat downward. That's Ashpa, from the beginning, and that's reception. Kabbalah. So because we have the attributes of Ishtob, but they are broken, they went through a breaking, both of them went through a breaking, they lost their Masach. So first I need to correct what I'm able to correct, and I'm able to correct a view the Shoresh, Aleph, Bet, and if I correct a view the Shoresh, then that's called that I'm an embryo, and if I correct a view the Aleph and Bet together, that's called Yenika, suckling, breastfeeding. And later, when I correct Gimel Dalet, that's already the ascension, and that's called Mochin, that I'm big. So we have 3 degrees, Ibur, Yenika, Mochin. But we always correct from the easy to the heavy. When did you ever see that a grown-up was immediately, that a child was born grown-up immediately? Everything develops from scratch. But in our bodies, we develop as a result of the influence of the forces of nature. But in spirituality, it develops according to one's desire, when one wants to be born, to be developed. And he goes through the same phases. This means that in our world, we will soon learn about the results of the spiritual world. We'll understand more about how does the human develop inside the woman, and is being born from the woman, even though that these are such we have such details here that even medicine did not reveal yet. So let's continue. Item 10, Ari's words. And all these aspects are all named Bon, but there are 2 aspects here, because the backside of this name, the Achoraim of this name, which is in Gimatria Ab Kedem, like this, Yud, Yud K, Yud K Vav, Yud K Vav K, which is in Gimatria Ab 72. Yud plus Yud K plus Yud K Vav plus Yud K Vav K in Gimatria Kedem Bimiluo. And they are both Riyu in Gimatria, meaning Gvura, and that's a Kli. But the fulfillment of this name is as following: Yud, K, Vav, K, in Gimatria Bon. And this is the main Nukvin, the Man themselves. And there are many, many topics and many, many aspects in this. And it will be scrutinized, and they will be scrutinized in their place. Okay, read this again. Again, we read item Yud, Ari's words. And all these aspects together are named Bon. Which aspects? These deficiencies, these lacks that we need to correct. Bon. Yes, and what are they? What do they consist of? But they have 2 aspects, because the Achoraim of this name, Bon is Kelim, and these Kelim have 2 aspects. What are the 2 aspects? Which is in Gimatria Ab Kedem, as following: Yud, Yud K, Vav K. No, 2 aspects. Because the backside of that place is in Gimatri Abkedem, meaning it's Kelim, and the sum total are Ab and Kedem. These are the Kelim. I make this difference intentionally. Ab and Kedem. Okay, as following: Yud, Yud K, Yud K Vav, Yud K Vav K. In Gimatria, that's Ab. meaning the simple gematria, the simple havaya, is ab. Yes. Yud.
Yud K.
Yud K.
Yud K. Vav.
Yud K. Vav K. And in gematria, that's kedem, in its fulfillment. This means that a fulfillment is called kedem, and the kelim are ab. Yes. And they're both in gematria, riu, gvura. And this is a kli. But the name, with its fulfillment, is as following. Yud, K, Vav, K. In gematria, bon. This is the main nukvin themselves, the man. And there are many aspects and many matters and subjects in this, and it will be clarified with the help of God in its place. In their place. No one has to begin to think. Item Yud or Pnimi. Achorei Shem Zeh, the backside of this name, which is in Gematria Ab Kedem, etc. And they are both Riu in Gematria, Gvura, and that's the aspect of the Kli. But the name, with its fulfillment, etc., is the man themselves. And you should know what the Rav wrote in the Tree of Life. And that's what he's saying there. That the root of Havaya are these four letters themselves. But their fulfillment is the clarification of the Havaya and the emergence of these lights to the outside. This means that the four letters of Havaya without fulfillment imply on the 10 rooted sfirot in the partsuf. This means that we have a partsuf, and this partsuf is consisted of 10 sfirot, which is Havaya. Continue. That are called Rosh or Keter. And if there is a fulfillment in them, then they clarify the Shosh. Explain the Shosh. This means that they explain the level of the degree of the partsuf. Because the fulfillment is actually Masach and Or Chozer. The level of the Masach and the Or Chozer determines the Milui, the fulfillment. And you can even say that the Masach and the Or Chozer themselves are the fulfillment, because the Partsuf does not need more than this. The Partsuf wants forces to bestow. That's what fulfills him, and that's what he receives. Well, usually, up so far, I saw this regular name of Yudke Bavke, and we, let's say, Abed was with Milo Yudi. And here, he does something completely different. He says Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Vav. Like, Nachman, I'm sorry. Leave this amulet alone. This has nothing to do with Kabbalah. That's something that someone just invented, and I don't even want to speak about. That the people of Israel began to cleave such ideas that I don't even want to speak about. That there's some general madness there. People learn from secular people, and well, never mind. What we are speaking about here is about the partsuf itself, the expansion of this partsuf from above downward. You're right. These are the 10 sfirot with the fulfillments in them. That's called simple havaya with their fulfillment. That's ab. And when this partsuf begins to purify, then Yud, Yud, K, Yud, K, Vav, Yud, K, Vav, K, stem, right, in Nekudot. And there, the square is already revealed. The Achoraim of the square are revealed. This means that there is a fulfillment and there is Gematria. Gematria implies on the Malchut. Inside this fulfillment, inside the light, inside Chokhmah. Well, soon we'll see. implies only achuraim that are being revealed. Well, read item 10 again. Item 10, open me. The back side, the achoraim of this name, which is in gematria abkeder, and they're both in gematria riyu, gvoa, and that's the aspect of the kli. But the name, with its fulfillment, is the man themselves. And you should know what the Rav wrote in the Tree of Life. He said that the root of Avaya are the four letters themselves, but their fulfillment is the clarification of the Avaya and the emergence of their lights to the outside. This means that the four letters of Avaya without their fulfillment imply on the 10 rooted tefillot in the Partsuf called Rosh or Keter. And if there is a fulfillment in them, then they clarify the root, the Shorish, meaning that they clarify the level of the degree, meaning according to the four fulfillments, Ab, Sag, Ma, Bon, as it is known. He also wrote there that the name Havaya Baribua will imply on the aspect of the Achoraim of the Partsuf, and the square will imply on the aspect of Achoraim the Partsuf. And this is the meaning of his words, that all these aspects are the name Bon. This means that all the aspects of the man from all five Partsufim of Nikudim are named Havaya de Bon. And the backside of this name, which is in Gematria Ab Kedem. Simply Ab, and Kedem with its fulfillment. Ab is the clean, Kedem is the fulfillment. Because the Achoraim of the simple Avaya without the fulfillment is Ab, and the Achoraim of Avaya with the fulfillment of Bon is Kedem. And both of them together are Riyu in Gematria, Gvura. This is the Kli, but the name with its fulfillment in Gematria Bon, this is the man itself. Read the last part, the last section again. And this is the meaning of what he says, that all these aspects are named Bon, meaning that all the aspects of the man from all the five Partsufim of Nikudim are called Havaya de Bon. And the back side of this name, which is Ab Kedem in Gematria. Ab and Kedem, which is the fulfillment of the simple Ab. Because the backside of the simple Havaya without the fulfillment is Ab. The Achoraim of the Havaya with the filling of Bon is Kedem. And both of them together in Gematria are Riyu, Gvura. That's the aspect of the Kli. But the name with its fulfillment in Gematria is Bon. And this is the man themselves. This means that Gvura, Malchut, Bon, Kli, that's one and the same.
Ken.
Yes.
No? Ken? Yes, I'm not sure that you better. Male.
Probably have questions and answers. He names, says that man are fulfillments for Shemot, Havaya, Havaya Baribua, Keter, Shoresh, Rosh, Riyu, Gvura, Ab, Kedem, no. What else? The question is, what's the difference between... No. I want you to be confused and to understand, and as a result, you'll be able to understand. He could have written one sentence and explained everything, but he will confuse you intentionally, because otherwise you won't be able to build kelim. Yes. Can we understand that Achoraim is the name of Ayan, the ten sefirot, and the root, and the shorash is the degrees, the oviut? The root is the degree. Yes, that's the level. That's the Havaya with the fulfillment. This is something that I can't say that that's right. 10 Sefirot without fulfillment is simple Havaya, is Rosh, is Keter. Well, soon we'll see. We have to have a suspense. In every regular science, in every regular wisdom, we want to know and to understand by the help of our mind, of our reason, about what's going on. But in this wisdom, we don't want to use our mind, our reason. We want to build our kelim. We don't know what is the buildup of these kelim. But during the study, our kelim have to be consistent. Something has to happen inside, so the sixth sense will be open to me. Something that I don't even know what. So I don't follow the accustomed paths, the regular path that I'm used to go when I learn something, and this is why he confuses us and turns us around and sends us into different places in his material, because he knows that by doing so, that's what evokes the upper lights, and they build inside us what has to be built inside us. But if you explain this logically, you'll see that there's nothing too complex here, because what is inside this creation? Like, a 10 sefirot, masach, light, that's it. But doesn't matter how you will turn this. But if you will, doesn't matter what you return. But if you receive something ready, you will not be able to build a thing out of your, you will not be able to build your frustration and your, you won't be tense enough, you won't exert yourself enough. And then the study will stay in your mind as some kind of a slogan or a sentence, and you will know that now up is Ryu, and that's it. Or the gematria, you'll know the gematrias, you'll know what is up, 72, what is Ryu, what is, so what will we have from it? We need to reach a sensation, we need to attain these things. And this is why the study is completely different from any other wisdom. The study doesn't have to fulfill us intellectually. It doesn't have to give us intellectual fulfillment, but has to develop a kli. Like he says, the first we need to develop a kli, and later we should fulfill this kli. But you want to have the fulfillment even before building the kli. First we need a chisaron for a chisaron, a lack for a lack. And later when you have the right need, the right want, you will know what you lack. And you'll be able to fulfill yourself. There is no choice. The method is completely different than any other method of study material. Why do I care? I want to be a professor. I want to be a PhD. So it will take me 30 years and I'll be one. It's also very difficult in this world, but no. Here it's something different. Here there's something different. You have to acquire a second nature, a different nature. So the only thing we can do is only follow him. And to the extent that the person is not concerned about knowing the material, but thinks more about the fact that he wants from the study, that what he wants from the study is to build his kelim, to build new kelim, and this will be his gain, then that's the study. If someone wants wisdom, then you will know superficially the material, and it will not benefit him. And this is why, about this especially, it's written that the wise is not the one who learns. There are people who know Talmud Sefirot really by heart. You can't even say in every page. They might tell you, they might read these pages out loud without even looking in the book, like in the Gemara or Talmud Bavli. There are people who learn Talmud Sefirot and know Talmud Sefirot in the same level. But the question is, do they have any kind of attainment as a result? Meaning, do they actually attain what's written? Do they attain these words that they know by heart? They don't. Okay, he's writing here, both in the opening me. I don't hear what you're saying, Clark. Yes. He's writing the backside of Abkedem, and later in opening me he writes that the name of Havaya, he says, Chaim is asking, what's Havaya Baribo? I don't know. Soon we'll see. Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. In square. In doubled. That's it. Double creator. That's simple. God forbid to say in the street that there's a double creator. That we divide the creator to two, or arise him and multiply him. The creator multiplied by two. Because people will relate to these terms a bit differently. Oh, another smart guy. I don't understand what is the connection between me reading about these things and the clue that I should reveal, that I already have a clue about. The connection is between the point that exists inside of you, and that's the reason for which you're sitting here, otherwise you won't be able to, would have not been able to tolerate, and will not, and wouldn't have been here, and the light, that by the action of the light sustains this lack. This light built this point, existence from absence, and sustains this point, and by the help of your efforts, like a child, like a baby, doesn't know what he's doing, but all the actions this child does make him grow. Because if you will leave the baby or the child without moving, and you will not give him any means to develop, the child will not develop. His body will grow, because that's inanimate. But inside, he will remain a wild ass's cult. He will not develop. So you don't know how to develop, but there are lights from above, and there are deficiencies or wants or needs from within, and you make actions just like a baby, like a child. You're throwing your hands and legs in the air, and you're all over the place, but these actions are make you grow. These actions just make you grow. By the means of them, you grow. There's no question here. Because we haven't just read. Because when we read in the beginning, the Tachton stays Tachton, and the Elyon stays Elyon. And you want to be Elyon. You can't understand what is the Elyon before you reach the Elyon. If you reach his degree. So you're asking about the process that you don't even have a clue to understand. Because here, it is not about an intellectual process that as a result of you knowing something that you've experienced, now you'll be able to experience something new. That's something that you've never experienced. By no means, whatsoever. So how can you describe something you have never experienced before? And this is why they're saying, learn with some kind of a desire, just want it. That's called lolishma. That's the way it works. There is no other way to move from one degree to the next in nature. You can grow like a beast, like an animal, without controlling your development, but just live your life. Do I know whether I grow or not? I don't even know whether I'm growing or not. Or you might grow consciously. That's the difference between. Well, you saw there's a small elephant that was born now in Jerusalem. You saw? His name is Gabi. Yeah. 100 kilos, 100 kilograms, that small elephant. I think it was born. He wasn't born naturally, I think. And this elephant already walks, and he's 2 days old, and he's walking. People didn't want, the guys from the zoo didn't want to picture him, but now I saw him, like 2 days, he's 2 days old, and he's walking, he doesn't lack a thing, he does everything like his father, and his. Or he didn't knock himself down and won't eat anything that is unhealthy, he knows everything. I saw this elephant and I asked myself, why it takes me so long to grow? So much beatings, pains, and torments, and sufferings, but look at this elephant. So why to tell us about Mada Kedem of Ayaba Ribua? He knows how he should help you attract the surrounding light. And this is why he writes the same. I had the same claim to Rabash. And he said, I came to my father when I was confused in one of the pages. And I was really confused. Really confused. It was horrible. So I came to my father and said, look, I understood this page like this. And I wrote it to him. I wrote this page. Instead of this page, I had a small paragraph. And it was clear. Everything was clear. And that's it. And what was the answer that Balasuram gave him? And what will you do If I will write the whole book like this, what will you gain from? Well, where you will lose yourself, where you will be sorry, where you will be able to pass through the sorrow and to demand what you want. Because if you receive wisdom, you immediately plug your chesonot. Because now you can understand, I don't understand, I don't know, I have no connection with spirituality. Oh, I have no connection with spirituality, but if I will know, will I have a connection? That's from one hand, from your behalf. When you'll begin to ask more, you see, but you're asking, you're claiming that you don't have a connection, but at least you claim that you have no connection. Like, you don't have the external spiritual, even the wisdom in it. Your own desire is to know how ab rotates sag. But that's, you don't even have this. So that means that with the help of God, your lack, your want still stays. Otherwise, you would have said, who are they? I know everything. What do you know? You don't know what ab, you don't know what ab. You know only how to name the actions that he writes about in the book. And that's something completely artificial, external, and nothing is known, but only names, that's it. But what stands behind this name, you don't understand, you don't know. So now, but the fact that you have a want as a result of this study, and in addition, Baal HaSulam knows the structure of the human being. He knows the process you will go through. He knows the frustrations you'll go through. So these frustrations, they will bring you to further questions, to further wants, to further needs, that your wants will be more goal-oriented towards the upper light, that will correct your kelim, so that you will not want to know what's ab and what's sag, just like that, just about what's written in the book, but that you will want to be in the place of these ab and sag, so that they will influence on you and raise you to this degree, so that will be your nature. Once it will happen, maybe 5 years from now, well, never mind. What do you live for? Yes. I am asking, the person is disconnected from spirituality, so he is frustrated and pissed off then. But why to piss him off in the intellectual part also? So that you will not calm down, so that you won't calm yourself down and say, okay, with thank God, today I understood what's written, today I leave the lesson, and 100%, everything is wonderful. The only thing I have to do is to make a feast, and that's it. Make a feast, and that's it. But that's not good. That's not the way it should be. That's wrong. One has to leave the lesson with a greater lack than the lack with which he entered the lesson. Because you've read something additional, you've heard something additional, and you've felt that you're even farther from what you're reading about. If you do not leave the lesson with an addition of chisaron, of frustration, and the fact that I don't have, not in my mind, not in my heart, then if you do not leave the lesson with such a sensation, then that's not, then does not mean that you live the lesson with great property. How do you live Egypt with great property? What did they have in Egypt? What is the meaning of the great property they left Egypt with? The deficiencies, the lacks, when they had nothing. They took the kelim from the Egyptians, not more. But that's called property. Because you don't need anything else. Now they have an urge. Now they have a drive to connect, to bond as one in one heart and receive the Torah. And that's their property that we have to have after the study. That's what we have to have. And our problem is that our body is running away from it. Our body wants wisdom. And especially a guy like you, you're smart, you're also clever, and you know how to rotate and how to play with your mind. And naturally, you have an urge to perceive, to understand the matter. I'm also like this. I watch the people that learn, and I say, what, am I worse than them? Am I worse than them? You can listen to the tapes with the Rebbe, how I've pressed on him, I've demanded from him in the beginning. Where's the mind? Where's the reason? Where are the solutions? I want to know the solutions. I want to know this and that. And look how much I'm drawing. I began to draw for him and explain me according to my drawing. And if not, then tell me what's wrong and what's right. And then he completely I remember that the first time I draw the four aspects of direct light in Malchut and Sof and everything, I brought it to him and he closed it and said, I don't want to speak to you like this. Why? Because I told him, but it's a science. Your father draw, and why don't you draw? And he said, that's it. That's the limit. No more. And maybe only after 3 or 4 years only I began to look on the same diagrams I used to draw. But now it was emotionally. It was with inner work. About how it happens internally. Even prior to this, we spoke about this, but not in an intellectual way. We never treated this intellectually. What can you do? Yes. We've said that the Tachton is unable to reach the Elyon alone because he does not understand the upper degree. So we need this special thing, special coordinator called the Chabad Elyon. Until the end of correction, we need the Chabad Elyon. It might be the Vamb, might serve us as just our elder brother. We always need a Chabad Elyon. How can you cross from one degree to the next without a coordinator? So, without an intermediate. So my question is, the work is when the Galgalta and Amta Tachton equalize their shape with the Chabad Elyon, and then their form with the Chabad Elyon, and then the Chabad Elyon ascends them. So my question is, let's say we see it in two phases. The first phase is when I made my work, and now I equalize my form with the Chabad Elyon. So what's this thing of raising the Galgalta and Amta Tachton, the second phase? Are there additional changes in the attribute of Galgalta and Amta after Galgalta and Amta became Chabad Elyon, and later we crossed to the higher degree? So do additional changes occur to that same Galgalta and Amta, because this Galgalta and Amta finished his work, equivalized himself to a Chabad Elyon? So otherwise, how does he ascend if he does not change? How does he ascend? A sperm inside a vomb. The sperm completely annulled itself, and only then it can be inside the Elyon. Moment from now. What is the meaning of a moment past or a day past? We'll say day because it's easier to understand when I'm saying it in days. Okay, what is the meaning of the fact that the sperm experienced one day? This means that a desire was added to this sperm, and alongside with it, the sperm has the force to cleave with that new desire to the vamb, but the vamb is not the same vamb, and the sperm is not the same sperm, and adhesion is not the same adhesion. That's the way we're moved, left, right, middle, right, left, right, middle. That's the way we grow. In three lines. From 1 second to the next, our sperm grows in such a way that until it corrects the Yud Shorash. And later it begins to correct itself with the Yud Aleph after it is born. What's the meaning of being born? That's the free connection between the Tachton and the Elyon. We just describe it like this, that in a Yud Shorash, he's inside, like a vamb inside, like an embryo inside the vamb. In a Yud Aleph, it's found on the outside. What is the meaning of on the outside and on the inside? Because in a Yud Shorash, that's only annulment. Only annuls itself. And that's called that he is inside the vamb. But in a Yud Aleph, except from this annulification, he's being born. In addition to the degrees he attained, he also fills one's own essence outside the vamb, outside the Elyon. And this is also something that he annuls oneself in respect with. What is the meaning of this? That's only the way we describe this state. He's called outside because he seemingly have independence, but he's actually annulled, and he's found inside the vamp. If he will not annul with respect to the Elyon, how can he be in the degree of the Elyon? Even when he's born, he's not different from the Elyon. He's even more like the Elyon. And we can even say that the Elyon is now being revealed to him in a Yud Aleph. And he is also in a Yud Aleph. And that's called that they both are cleaved to each other. but it's not that there's one inside the other. That's all in order to make this difference, to emphasize the fact that one is actually found inside the other. When we say that one is outside the other or cleaved, that means that he's, when we say that one is outside, this means that he is inside and even more cleaved. Nothing disappears. The degrees of the Ibur are not being corrupted. Upon this Ibur, he makes himself more and more like the Elyon. We've said that that's work, that's left, right. And what is the relation between this and the work that the Tachton, Galgalat HaYanayim, does to equalize its form to Achab the Elyon? What is, does this left, right, and middle, does this, I don't understand this question, I'm sorry. No. That's the process itself. We add desire to receive. According to this desire to receive, the Tachton is immersed in his egoistic desires. Now, he's under concealment in these desires. My ego is opposite from spirituality, from the Elyon, so I'm under concealment. I'm under concealment, this means the world is dark. This degree of darkness, where does the degree of darkness come from? This degree of darkness comes from my ego, compared with Achab the Elyon. Now there's a gap between us. And that's darkness. So now I need to skip over this gap above my reason, as if this gap does not exist. As if. So despite the fact that the Elyon is concealed and dark and opposite from me, and I feel bad, and he does not attract me, and well, darkness. So I need to understand this correctly. I need to understand that that's a Achab the Elyon, that he is benevolent, that he works only for my benefit, that he's completely benevolent. I need to find inside myself the same attributes that he has, and then darkness will shine like light. That's the work that we have in every descent, that the Tachton feels in every descent. And it happens even in spiritual degrees, because then in spirituality the degrees and the ascent and the descent are a lot sharper. And that's the way we ascend. Time after time, there are periods of darkness, of descent, because from Zion, Torah will exit. Zion is from the world Yetziah exit, the land of Zion. The desire for Binah, for bestowal, we acquire from within our descent, our exit. But from our exit, Torah stems. But that's only when we revealed, we return to the same state that I'm inside the Achab the Elyon. And accordingly, I begin to overcome. Well, we have no more time. We have no time for more actions, but that's good. We can relate and connect between what we're reading about in this book to ourselves. And this study becomes the study of Torah and not the study of wisdom. Like it is written, you should believe that the ones who demand Chokhmah, the one who demand wisdom, are called Goyim. And Torah are called Gentiles, and the ones that demand wisdom will not receive the light. So if we demand correction from the study, then that's okay. So in Talmud HaSefirot, we have to see the same processes we're reading about in the articles. Talmud HaSefirot is written a lot closer to the soul of the human being than any other book. That's the closest book to our soul. We can cry here, and we can joy, we can be delighted from reading this book. Well, let's move to the third part of the lesson.